Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nyingar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. MBS: The Rise to Power of Mohammed bin Salman by Robert Petkoff examines the rapid emergence of Saudi Arabia's de facto leader and the forces that enabled his ascent. Framed as a political and strategic portrait, the book follows Mohammed bin Salman from a relatively obscure royal background to becoming the central decision maker in the kingdom, reshaping institutions, alliances, and public life at remarkable speed. Petkoff places this rise in the context of Saudi succession dynamics, the concentration of authority within the royal family, and the pressures facing an oil-dependent state confronting regional conflict, demographic change, and global scrutiny. The narrative also considers the dual image of MBS as a modernizing reformer and a hard-edged power consolidator, tracking how ambitious economic plans and social openings developed alongside assertive security policies and controversial episodes. For readers looking to understand contemporary Saudi Arabia, the book offers a structured way to connect personality, policy, and geopolitics in one of the Middle East's most consequential power shifts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a fast-track ascent inside a guarded monarchy. A central focus is how Mohammed bin Salman moved quickly through a system designed to distribute authority among senior royals and stabilize succession. The book highlights the importance of core politics, patronage networks, and the institutional levers that matter in Riyadh, such as control over defense, internal security, and economic councils. It explores how visibility, proximity to the reigning monarch, and management of key portfolios can outweigh traditional seniority, especially during moments of perceived national urgency. Petkoff also points to the role of narrative in modern power building, portraying a leader as decisive, youthful, and able to cut through bureaucracy can create public momentum while discouraging rivals. This topic clarifies that the rise was not only personally ambition, but also a response to changing conditions, including regional threats, lower oil prices, and public expectations from a young population. By mapping these dynamics, the book gives readers a practical framework for understanding why power could be consolidated so rapidly, and why checks that seemed durable in previous decades could be sidelined or reconfigured. Secondly, centralization of decision-making and the new governance style. The book examines how MBS's leadership became associated with centralization, fewer intermediaries, faster decisions, and a preference for direct control over major policy areas. Petkoff discusses how such a model can produce dramatic policy shifts, from reorganizing ministries to elevating new advisory circles, and how it changes the incentives of bureaucrats and business elites. The analysis considers the trade-off between speed and institutional resilience. When authority concentrates, it can reduce infighting and accelerate implementation, but it can also raise the stakes of miscalculation and make policy continuity dependent on one leader's judgment and political standing. This topic also addresses how consolidation affects elite cohesion, including the management of dissent, the signaling of loyalty, and the use of legal and administrative tools to discipline opponents. For readers, the value lies in seeing governance as a system. Personnel changes, security structures, and economic oversight are connected rather than isolated headlines. The book suggests that understanding Saudi Arabia today requires tracking how power is organized, not just what policies are announced. Thirdly, vision, reform, and the push to remake the economy. Petkoff places significant attention on the economic logic behind MBS's project, commonly associated with diversification, privatization, and reducing reliance on oil revenues. The book describes the ambition of large-scale reform plans that aim to attract investment, expand the private sector, and build new industries, while also reshaping the state's relationship with citizens through subsidies, employment expectations, and taxation. It considers how credibility is built in global markets and why messaging to investors matters as much as regulatory change. This topic also explores the internal challenges of reform-entrenched interests, administrative capacity, and the difficulty of transforming an economy where the public sector has long been a primary employer. Social changes and economic reforms are treated as intertwined because labor participation, entertainment sectors, and women's workforce integration have direct economic implications. The discussion helps readers understand why economic reform in Saudi Arabia is not a technocratic exercise, but a political project that requires managing public buy-in, elite support, and international confidence simultaneously. Fourthly, foreign policy assertiveness in regional power contests. Another major topic is how MBS's rise coincided with a more assertive Saudi foreign policy posture. So, Petkoff links regional strategy to leadership style, explaining how perceptions of threat and opportunity can encourage bold moves in diplomacy, security cooperation, and confrontation with rivals. The book situates Saudi actions within broader Middle East competition, including the struggle for influence across fragile states and the ongoing rivalry with Iran. It also considers the kingdom's relationship with major powers, particularly the importance of defense partnerships, arms purchases, and high-level diplomacy in sustaining deterrence and projecting influence. This section emphasizes that foreign policy is not only external, it also shapes domestic legitimacy by portraying leadership as protective and strong. At the same time, the book suggests that high-profile initiatives can carry reputational and strategic risks, especially when outcomes are uncertain and humanitarian or political costs draw sustained global criticism. Readers gain a clearer sense of how Saudi decision-making connects regional conflict, alliance management, and the pursuit of strategic autonomy. Lastly, image management, social change, and international scrutiny, Petkoff explores the tension between modernization narratives and persistent criticism of Saudi governance, especially around human rights, freedom of expression, and the limits of political participation. The book describes how social liberalization, such as expanded entertainment and shifts in public life, can coexist with tightened control over dissent, creating a complex picture for both citizens and foreign observers. It also explains why international perception matters to Saudi Arabia's economic goals. Investment, tourism, and partnerships depend on confidence, stability, and reputational acceptability. This topic examines the mechanics of image management, including major events, strategic communications, and symbolic reforms, alongside the reality that controversies can quickly reshape global opinion and policy debates in other capitals by placing social change and scrutiny in the same frame. The book helps readers understand that legitimacy operates on multiple levels: domestic satisfaction, elite alignment, and international tolerance. The result is a nuanced view of a leadership brand that seeks to signal openness and ambition while navigating the consequences of coercive state power and headline-making political crises. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, accessible introduction to how Mohammed bin Salman became the dominant figure in Saudi politics and why that shift matters globally. Students of Middle East politics, business professionals tracking Gulf investment climates, policy-minded readers, and anyone trying to interpret Saudi headlines with more context will benefit most. The book can improve a reader's understanding of current events by connecting domestic power consolidation, economic reform efforts, and regional strategy into one storyline, making it easier to see how decisions in Riyadh influence energy markets, security partnerships, and diplomatic alignments. Compared with many titles that focus narrowly on either reform or controversy, this work aims to balance the modernization agenda with the hard realities of state power and international scrutiny, giving readers a more integrated picture. It is worth buying if you want a compact political portrait that frames MBS as a product of Saudi institutions and changing pressures, not merely a single dramatic personality. That broader perspective helps readers evaluate future developments with more disciplined, less reactive judgment. If you would like to support Robert Petkoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.